Here's Fiona Kelly to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers.
There are two striking images carried on today's front pages. The Irish Times, Irish Examiner and Irish Independent all opt for pictures of Taoiseach Simon Harris and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer drinking pints of Guinness at Chequers yesterday. Harris and Starmer toast reset of relations is the headline in The Examiner. While Anglo-Irish scoops, Harris and Starmer get down to work is the caption in The Times. The picture carried in the front of the Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun, meanwhile, is a close-up of a man in a torn balaclava who threatened to kill Mary Lou MacDonald and Garda Commissioner Drew Harris in a video which he uploaded to TikTok. In its lead story, The Times reports that Gardaí are investigating the incident and that the video and account have both been removed from TikTok. A source for the social media platform is quoted saying that it made a mistake in not taking the video down immediately and that they are now investigating the matter. Problems related to online communications also generate the lead story in today's Examiner. Cormac O'Keefe reports that a new report compiled by Mr Justice Tony O'Connor, which has been submitted to the Taoiseach, is calling for Gardaí and national security personnel to be given legal powers to access online messaging services and encrypted communications used by criminal organisations, since the current legislation governing such access was set 30 years ago. The Irish Independent leads with a story by environment correspondent Caroline O'Doherty about how the government is hoping to break motorists' addiction to their cars with bike subsidies and cheaper fares on public transport. Authorities here have already seized almost treble the amount of the counterfeit weight loss drug Ozempic in the first 5 months of this year than they did in all of 2023. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. For its lead story, the Irish News reports that relatives of those killed during the Troubles have welcomed the British government's commitment to repeal and replace the controversial Legacy Act as outlined in the King's speech yesterday. I'm almost eight, that headline on the front of today's Belfast Telegraph, was the response given by a child throwing bricks at police during rioting in South Belfast this week when he was asked his age by a reporter. The photo on the front of the paper, meanwhile, shows an adult man with his face covered handing a brick to a boy who looks to be just about in his teens. The boy already has another brick in his other hand. Owen McCall reports that many of the bricks which were being thrown had been broken off a nearby peace wall. He also reports the police also came under attack from petrol bombs, paint and bottles thrown by a crowd of 40 young people, and that while there had been some fighting going on in the area since October, it spilled over into serious violence on Monday and Tuesday night. And finally, The Examiner, some nice pictures in page three of today's paper illustrating how much Cork and Clare fans are getting behind their teams in advance of Sunday's hurling final. One picture is of Father John Murphy and parishioners from Shandon waving red and white flags at the entrance gates of the town's cathedral. Back in Ennis, meanwhile, there's a shot of members of Clare's Fire and Rescue Service on top of a fire engine as they decorate the town's fire station in blue and yellow.
Well, there'll be lots of that between now and Sunday, I think. Fiona Kelly, thank you.